Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 74, where I'm going to share with you a little bit more on the leadership groups and councils that I talked about last Thursday in episode 69. Because after last week's leadership episode, I got some questions about these leadership councils and teams. And so I want to share with you those questions and my best answers. So the first question was this. So when you've established a leadership council, how many should be on the council and how many people should each of those people lead on their teams? Well, the simple answer is 3 to 6. Why? Well, academic research has shown that when we break kids into small groups in the classroom, that 3 to 4 is the ideal number. And there's a significant drop off in learning and engagement when you go to 2 or 5. Also, the U.S. military does teams of 4 to 6 because they realize through their research that this is the most effective numbers for leaders to lead and keep things from falling apart under pressure. And Jocko Willink mentions this in Extreme Ownership. So if you have a team of 15, pick 4 to 5 people for your council, and each of them should have 3 to 4 people lead. If you had a team of 26, pick 5 to 6 for your council, and each of them should have 4 to 5 people to lead. Now, if you're a football coach and you got 80 kids on your team, well, give your assistants leadership councils of 3 to 6 and have each of them with smaller teams of 3 to 5. I think you get the idea, and I'm sure you can do the math. The second question I got, actually I got this multiple times, was how do I pick the leaders to my leadership council? And are they captains? I think this is a great question. And first, I would say it kind of depends on how you pick captains. And that's kind of a whole other discussion for another day. Personally, very quickly, I think if you do have captains, I think they should be elected by the team, by the players, but only elected after you've defined with your team the qualities of a good captain, of a good leader. But I'll further explain that another day. Still, if you have 2 captains on a team of 10, 15, you'd still want more people on the council, right? So I think you need to pick the remaining people. You and your maybe your assistants pick the remaining people. And I think these people should be in your top 10%. Apply the 10-80-10 rule that Ohio State has, football has popularized in sports, which is essentially that if you want to work with the top, that you want to work with the top 10% to go find some 80%ers and call them up to the top 10%. And that top 10% is not in talent, it's top 10% as far as buy into that culture and the values that you claim to have within that culture. So it's work ethic, attitude, communication, respect, all that stuff. Now, on the next few Thursdays, I'm going to share some more strategies on how to use the leadership council and their teams to pass on leadership and to decentralize command, which is going to develop leaders better than anything that you can, any curriculum you can implement. Trust me. So be sure to listen in next Thursday.